D'mai, perek vav, mishnah tes. Chaver v'amaretz, sheyarshu asavim amaretz. A chaver and amaretz, two brothers, they inherited their father that was an amaretz. Yachal hu loymer lo. So the chaver is the gabi tumah. So this is an issue of tumah in this mishnah. So he can tell his brother that's an amaretz, that they inherited the field together. He can tell him, tola tachitim shebamakom ploni, v'anichitim shebamakom ploni. You should take wheat in this part of the field, and I'm going to take wheat from a different part of the field. Ata yayin shebamakom ploni, v'ani yayin shebamakom ploni. You'll take wine from this part of the field, and I'm going to take wine from this part of the field. Now their father, since he's an amaretz, there's a chazaka that what's in the field is tamei, and the demai that's in the field is obviously tamei. And the chiddush is here that even though when he tells his brother, the amaretz, he's going to tell his amaretz brother that he should take part of the field, and that part of the field may have tumah associated and something that's tahar associated to it. And there's a problem when you give an amaretz something tameh and tahar, like we had in Perek Beis, that you're not allowed to be said. There's a problem. You're not allowed to increase tumah of chulin in Eretz Yisrael. And it sounds like you'd be doing this by giving him some of this land that's both wet and dry, which we'll see soon is the main issue. Still, you're allowed to do this and split it up because it's like we said in the previous Mishnah, where the Rav says there's breira by food that's still attached to the ground. And since this is still attached to the ground, so it's not like you're giving it to him. Breira says that this was always his, so it was always his. And you're not increasing tumah. This always was the brother's. And you can assign it to him. Aval lo yamala, but don't tell him. Tola tachitim v'ani sa'arim. You should take the chitim, and I will take the sa'arim, like we said in the previous Mishnah, because now you're being machlif. And when you're machlif, there's an issue of demai, where you're selling demai to the amaretz. Tola tahalach v'ani etel asayavesh, or you take lach. Lach doesn't mean like we had in previous Mishnah, where it's talking about like wine or olive oil or things like that. Lach means something that's dry food that became wet and it's hukshu l'kabel tumah. Now the chiddush here that the Pharisee explains that wet and dry food is like two different minim, two different species of food. Because if it's the same species of food, you can split and say makom ploni, you take the wheat in that and I'll take the wheat in this. Because there you say breira, because it's understood that when people inherit from their parents, they're inheriting and they're splitting everything down the middle, and you can then choose while it's still connected to the ground. You can choose, like we Tesisantiv explains, by the way, in this whole Mishnah. I think you said earlier that we're dafka dealing with something that's connected to the ground. So you can choose which portion of wheat you want. But once you start getting into the wet wheat and the dry wheat, and there it has ramifications of tum and tara, that, the Tver Sol says, the chiddush is it's like two separate species. And that you can't do. You can't split it that way. Because then it's as if you are selling him lach. The Rav says the issue of selling him and switching to give him something that's lach, something that's mukshel kabel tumah, is going to be increasing the amount of tumah in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav uses a lashon that you're not allowed to give him lach v'yavish, like we had in Perek Sheni, to give him both wet and dry foods. Not the issue is not so much the wet foods, because that, I guess, that already was Hukshur l'kabel tumah is a cheskas tumah because it came from the father. But rather the issue is when you give it with something dry, then it's going to be metama, the drying, and now let it create extra tumah to chulin in Eretz Yisrael, like we said earlier. But one small question is that it sounds like he's only giving him lach. Doesn't talk about him giving him dry as well. So mestama, the more lach you give him, the more wet foods that you give him, the more of a chashash that it's going to come into contact with other foods, even though it's not what you're giving him right now, because you're only giving him the wet food.